League play. We're finally there in high school basketball. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Happy 2014, our first Prep Sports Now of the year. We're going to jump back in high school basketball after taking a few weeks off for the holidays because it's hard to keep up with all the teams during then. Everyone's in a tournament. I know they even kind of consider it a preseason, getting ready for this week. League play, this is when the season really begins. We want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a basketball team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero, always buckle up, watch out for pedestrians, and don't drive distracted. Brewer, how fired up are you to start actually figuring out who the better teams are, get these rivals playing against each other, start to figure out the playoff picture a little bit.
And that's the cool thing about this week is we could finally start figuring out the playoff picture. I give you an example. Tomorrow, Basic is at Liberty, and I write that this game's going to go far away in our picks. This game will go far away in deciding, you know, the playoffs. The Southeast, unlike any other league in the state, you've got Foothill, which we both think should win it.
Favorite. Sure.
You got Coronado.
Who thinks they're the favorite, too.
Yep. You've got Liberty. You've got Basic. You got L-Dog. And then you've got Del Sol, which is probably the team on the outside looking in. But two, in my opinion, 2 to 5 could be any team. You could tell me Basic takes 5, L-Dog takes 5, or Basic takes 2, and L-Dog takes 2. And I wouldn't be surprised at the end of the year. So now you're playing for your postseason. And let's be honest, you don't want to take 4th because then you'll likely have to play Canyon Springs and your season's over.
Yeah, it's a good point. You kind of touched on the one thing, and I haven't followed high school basketball all that closely, like I said, with the tournament, so I apologize. But the one thing that stands out to me, you've anointed Canyon Springs the Sunrise favorite. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but are we ready just to write off the Northeast of them? I mean, Valley is 13-3. Vegas, I think, is 12-2. Canyon Springs probably played tougher competition, but they're only 11-4. Couldn't anyone win that league still?
And I think it's been the same way the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, anybody really can win that league. I guess you could say the argument is that while Vegas is playing good, they're probably a year away. Their core group of players are underclassmen. But when you got a player like Ray Smith and Pat Savoy Jr., anything can happen, especially if those two guys get hot, right? Valley has Spencer Mathis, who I think is obviously one of the best players in town. But what do they have surrounding him? You know, Cam Burton, Spencer Mathis. Is that enough to go up with Canyon Springs? Davis Brothers score big every night. Shaq Carr is finally playing like we thought he could. And they've got a lot of players who went through to the state tournament last year. They've been on the varsity since their sophomore year. I just think experience-wise, it's their title to win. Sunrise Championship and the Northeast.
Yeah, the one thing... You bring up a good point. Sunrise, every year we never know who's going to come out on top of us. So even if they win the league, definitely not clinching a ticket to a trip up to Reno. That's going to be tough, as always, in this region. Who right now then would you have behind them in the Northeast? Do you like Valley still, or do you think Vegas is probably the two?
I would go Canyon, Valley, Vegas, Green Valley. I still think, obviously, Rancho is the sixth. And Silverado, which is much improved, I just don't know if they have that elite score night in and night out that you could count on. You look at how the league shapes up, Case. Canyon Springs, you know what you're going to get from Shaq Carr. You know you got good secondary scores in the Davis brothers, if not the leading scorer that night. Valley, you know what you're going to get every night from Spencer Mathis. You know he's got the ability to score whenever he touches the ball. You know what you're going to get from Cam Burton. You know they've got some side pieces. Vegas, they probably have the most talented player in the league in Ray Smith. They got a great second piece in Pat Savoy. Green Valley is just so good at home. They're next up.
Yeah, I kind of put Green Valley outside. In fair or unfair, I kind of put Green Valley outside the realm of those top three just because I think those top three are way up there. And
I was shocked – and we'll get to our picks later, but I was shocked you picked Vegas over Green Valley, because you, of all people, you like the home court. And Green Valley, I think they've beaten Desert Pines at home this year. And they took Arborview, which we agree is the best non-Gorman team in town, to the buzzer, correct?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, and yet you pick Vegas in our picks, and we'll get to our picks at the end of the show. Is Green Valley – I guess the question we need to ask ourselves is Green Valley a good team outside of 89014, their zip code?
That is a good question. I mean, maybe I'm selling Palo Verde – or sorry, I'm looking at their schedule now. Maybe I'm selling Green Valley short, but it's just – right now they're 6-9, and they did do a lot of good things. They beat Desert Pines, like you said. They played Centennial and Arborview, both really close. But they've also lost – they lost to Palo Verde by 19. They lost to Basic by a lot in one of these holiday tournaments. I know sometimes you got to throw the holiday tournaments out because their kids aren't there. Or...
Crosby was – in the All-Star football
okay.
game.
Okay, well, there you go. But still, I just – and this sounds like a reversal of fortune for 4 or 5 years we've been doing this. But I think you might be selling Vegas a little short. I mean, they're just destroying teams. I'm not so sure they're not going to compete to win the league.
See, I know that Vegas, obviously, that they have Ray Smith, and we have our opinions about Ray Smith. They have Savoy. They've got a great younger player in Taylor Bay, I think his name is. Devin Cooley, the point guard.
Tyler Bay.
Devin Cooley, the point guard. Collie, I don't know how to say it. Who's got some scholarship offers as a junior. Do you think, though, Case, they've peaked already? Because this is clearly a team that's played really, really good. Could they play better? And maybe I'll answer that because I'm going to their game tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to play better. That's why I picked them. My pick really wasn't that much against Green Valley. It's just I looked at Las Vegas' season and tried to put it in a snapshot. I'm like, I mean, they're just obliterating people, and that's what I look for when I'm looking for teams that can win leagues or something. I'm not looking for teams that, you know, have – as great as it is to have those intangibles that you're good in close games or have shown heart to hit the big shot, I would rather have the team that is just blowing people out of the water, and I feel like that's what Vegas is doing. We should say, though, they did suffer their first local loss just on Friday. They lost to Foothill. They had already beaten Foothill earlier in the year, but –
lost to Foothill in a tournament. Foothill's a tricky team because they've got Austin Starr, who, when he's hitting his shots, he's hitting his shots. I believe they beat Desert Pines last week as well. And, you know, they got a few marquee guys, but it's not this Foothill where it's 1 through 8 you're worried about. They've really got one or two guys, and then they got some guys that are developing under the radar. Yet, I don't know if anybody wants to play Foothill, and I think we agree that, you know, they're the odds-on favorite to win that league.
Yeah, I think they got to be the odds-on favorite to win the Southeast. But here's my thing about Foothill, and I think it's kind of been like this a couple other years, but I think this year especially, from what I know, is they're a really high-variance team. You don't know what performance you're going to get out of them because I think they rest a lot on their shooting. They're a great three-point shooting team, but still, even if you are a really good outside shooting team, you're going to have off nights. You're going to have nights where everything seems like it's falling, and you're going to probably win some games maybe even you shouldn't. But on the flip side of that, I think you're going to lose some games you shouldn't too, and I think that might be a year-long battle for the Falcons. With that being said, the Southeast does seem a little down this year. Basic's been so-so, Liberty so-so, Coronado got off to a terrible start. So I think you got to make them the favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lose some games where we're sitting here scratching our heads wondering how.
Yeah, and I really think the Northeast could go 4-0 in the playoffs.
We say this every year, though, and it seems like it never happens with one of the two leagues.
Yeah, you know, if it pans out the way we see it, it'll be Green Valley at Foothill in the first round of the playoffs.
Are we writing off Silverado, though? I think they could compete with Green Valley for the four. I mean, they got a better record right now. I know that doesn't mean all that much, but they play good defense. I think they're going to be in the running for the four.
Okay, well, whoever plays Foothill, I guess Foothill would be the favorite and could get the lone win for the Southeast.
Right, but there's always an upset potential there. Before we get to the picks, we don't want to just stick all on the Sunrise. How about we touch on the Sunset? The thing is, I don't think a lot has changed since when we talked before the holiday break. The stories, aside from Bishop Gorman, of course, are Centennial and Arborview. Arborview 11-1, Centennial 13-1. God, I think you got to like what Centennial's doing. We thought they were going to maybe go through a little bit of a rough period to start the year, but they're just playing really good basketball, have four or five guys that are contributing a lot every night, and I think you got to watch out for Centennial.
I would say last year, obviously Centennial had the Allen twins. They're both at Stanford now, and we knew Marcus and Malcolm would carry Centennial to challenge Gorman and to where they wound up in the state championship game. But I think last year the problem with Centennial is it was kind of a two-horse show. Maybe they'd get some Austin Turley contributions, you know, and then you would see where Khalil Thompson had some potential to be good, but the ball was always in Marcus and Malcolm's hand. Now Marcus and Malcolm are gone, and it's more of a balanced effort, and I think that makes Centennial real dangerous. Khalil Thompson, we coached him in that game. He's great. He doesn't back down from anybody. Troy Brown, the freshman, is getting better each night out. You talked to me earlier. You said the kid's scoring in double figures virtually every other game or every game.
Every game, just about, lately.
You know, and you got Eddie Davis on the inside, who has the ability to score facing the basket. And I think Centennial has blossomed into a team that has a lot of balance, and push comes to shove, they might end up back in the Sunset Championship game against Gorman.
Yeah, I would be surprised. Centennial actually, I think they might have won whatever tournament they were just in, and I saw in the final game Eddie Davis had something like 23 points and 18 rebounds. And I know one of the things we talked about him before was he needed to be that big man presence, because – as much as a good scorer he is, he does a lot of things on the outside. I think maybe he's gotten stronger, more physical inside, and that's what they need to pair with a kind of leader like Khalil Thompson, and just an all-out guy with amazing talent that can do a little bit of everything in Troy Brown.
Yeah, and we know on the other side, on the Northwest, Arborview's the leader in the clubhouse. They won the league last year. They've got the best senior in town in Justin Burks. We expect them to win the league again, make it to the semis, where they'll likely face Centennial in the Sunset semis. I mean, I think the Sunset is so clear-cut. Gorman's going to win the Southwest. Arbor's going to win the Northwest. Centennial's going to take two behind Gorman, and Centennial is going to face Arbor in the semis, and Gorman will play the winner for the right to go to Reno. It's that simple.
Seems like you have it about figured out.
And I really don't think Gorman's going to be challenged until – well, they play Finley Prep January 25th in an exhibition game, or a non-league game at South Point. But league play, Southwest, arguably the worst league in town. It's Gorman Centennial, right?
I think the Centennial games will be interesting.
I think they should be interesting too, especially the game at Centennial. And I'm probably even going to try to get to that one. But look,
February 13th to close the regular season.
Okay, look at the other games: twice against DO, twice against Spring Valley, twice against Bonanza, and twice against
Legacy
Cimarron.
Did you say Legacy?
Did I say Legacy? Legacy, maybe.
I think Legacy's in there too.
Okay. Well, either way, Gorman's not going to be challenged. Cool little story for our listeners. Gorman, this past weekend, played a tournament in Wheeling, West Virginia, where I have a lot of family. My parents are from the West Virginia area. And Stephen Zimmerman's mom retweeted a tweet from a local reporter at a TV station about Gorman. And the reporter that tweeted that was my cousin. Didn't even know the guy was on Twitter.
That's crazy.
I followed him. He followed me. I got a new follower right out of it. Small world.
The Zimmerman family bringing the Brewer family together indirectly.
Yes. Gorman's look good, but it's not just been Zimmerman and Jeter and Robothan. Nick Blair is playing like the Nick Blair we thought he should be last year. And Obin Okiki has been a great player, has solidified himself in the starting lineup as the shooting guard. And Gorman is great. Gorman, the clear-cut favorite to win state. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're on a little bit of a run right now. I think the last time we talked on the podcast, they had just dropped maybe a couple games. I think they lost to a team from Chicago, and they had lost the Oak Hill game. They've won something like 6 of 7 now. The one loss, they got absolutely blown out by Rainier Beach and from Washington, but I know that's always a really good program. And it's been all those guys you talk about just playing well. Nick Blair seems like he has had some good games in there. Zimmerman may have have like his best stretch of the season right now, it looks like, just from looking at the box scores. I think he was in foul trouble in a couple of games they lost early in the season. Doesn't seem like that's been an issue lately. And Robotham putting it all together. So I think there's nothing you've seen that could say Gorman's not the resounding favorite to get another state championship.
With that said, I think that if Zimmerman or Jeter got in foul trouble or fouled out in a close game against Arborview, Arborview, I think, could maybe shock the world.
I mean, it's basketball, so I think there's always the possibility of shocking the world. I would go as far to say I definitely don't think this Gorman team is losing, but I don't think Arborview, Centennial, even Canyon Springs, I don't think any of those teams beating them is as far-fetched as the last time we saw them lose to an in-state opponent when they lost to Bishop Minogue, 3 years ago now? I mean, that's still the most stunning thing I've ever seen. I think there's a handful of teams this year that could beat them, and it wouldn't be as surprising as that.
I mean, I think we could go 30 years covering high school football and basketball and never see an upset like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talk about it a lot, but that was the biggest upset I've ever seen. So that just goes to show you that in basketball, especially in high schools where everything's set up, I mean, this isn't a series, this is one game. Stuff could happen. They could lose. I wouldn't be stunned, but I'm not picking it to happen. They got three big guys that are all great, Zimmerman, Jeter, Blair. Robotham puts it all together. I don't think Gorman's going to be in any trouble.
Remember 3 years ago when we talked week after week about Gorman Canyon? Canyon had all those seniors, Mikey Smith and Jared Brandon.
Who are both really good in college right now.
Yeah, and my point is Jared Brandon plays at Cal State Fullerton, and they played at UNLV last week, and Demetrius Morant got on the court at the same time as Jared Brandon.
Wow.
Jared Brandon went right around him and scored.
I love Jared Brandon. I thought he kind of got overshadowed on that team a little more than he should have because Mikey Thompson was the bigger commit. And it's good times. You want to get to the picks?
Let's do it, baby.
All right. Tuesday, January 7th, we tease this game. Vegas and Green Valley. I just think Vegas is really good. I'm picking them against just about anyone right now. Savoy has had a huge year. We all know about Ray Smith. I think Vegas gets it done on the road.
No doubt that Vegas is the more talented team. But they are young, and Green Valley, they just bring those instigators, like 200 kids. They yell at you the entire time. It might be too much for the young Wildcats to overcome, but I still pick them. I can't go against Vegas. You know me. Give me the Kitty Cats as well.
Might be one of the first times in history I'm picking Vegas by a bigger margin and with more confidence than you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Basic and Basic at Liberty.
Basic at Liberty. I teased this a little bit in the show. In the first part of the show, I said could be a huge game to decide playoff seeding or playoff qualifying. With that said, I think Basic's a few points better.
Yeah, it's going to at least give us kind of a head start to see who is in the upper tier of the division, who's going to be fighting their way back in the middle of the year. I think these teams are super evenly matched, and as you said, I love the home court advantage. So when it's a coin flip to me, I'll go with the home team. I'm going to take Liberty. Third game, Arborview at Palo Verde. I remember last year, Arborview finally beat Palo Verde. I don't think they had ever beat them in school history.
You were at the game.
Yeah, they were like 0-25 or something. This year, it's going to be a massacre. Arborview is going to beat them double digits.
I agree with you. I know we talk a lot about Vegas's younger talent, but Palo also has a pretty nice little junior class. However, they will get schooled against the Aggies.
Right. El Dorado at Foothill. Guys, just a few years ago, El Dorado was I think in the play-in game to get to the state tournament, had some really good teams, and it just seems like things have fallen off there. They're like 3-9 this year. I think Foothill's not going to have any problems.
I don't think they're going to have any problems either, but I do think that El Dorado could piece together a nice little end of the season and sneak into the playoffs. It's definitely they're definitely in the mix. I think they could get in.
All right. Cimarron at Centennial. Cimarron has some pieces. They could surprise some people.
They have some pieces, but not enough to slow down the Bulldogs. If Centennial does what it has to do, plays its game, no doubt in this one, buddy. Bulldogs.
I'm agreeing with you. We're agreeing on a lot of games in a row here. Centennial. Let's go to Liberty at Coronado. I was tempted to pick the upset again here, but I think Coronado's kind of turned a corner. They've got some players that can do some things. We talk about Austin Morgan every week. I think he's going to be the difference, and Coronado will win a close game.
Yeah, I have Coronado as well. They do a good job scheduling some tough opponents for preseason play. When league rolls around, I think they're ready to go. I'll take the Cougars.
Fair enough. Next game is Canyon Springs at Silverado. I might be a little bit higher on Silverado than you. I'm kind of impressed what they've done so far this year. That being said, I wouldn't go as far as to think that they're going to compete with Canyon Springs.
I've said it once, and I'll say it again. I like Canyon Springs to win the Sunrise. I'll take the Pioneers at Silverado. This break has made us nice and fuzzy because we're picking the same things. Usually we disagree frequently.
Well, we got some disagreements coming up.
You're not in the holiday spirit. You alluded anymore. To it perfectly. You're not in the holiday spirit. Go ahead.
All right. Pretty interesting games between teams that seem pretty evenly matched here in the Southwest. Desert Oasis hosting Bonanza.
I will admit I know very little about both teams, but I looked at some results, and I think Bonanza is the better team just based on the results. No reasoning. Can't give you a player from either team. But I will take the Bengals of Bonanza High because if you look at Dio, they've lost to some 1A teams.
I went off the same results, and I came up with Desert Oasis being the better team. And I get the bonus of them being at home. I look for Cody Leslie, Roderick Moore, J.S. Guerra to lead the Diamondbacks here and beat Bonanza.
Shout out to those three.
All right. Moapa Valley. Moapa Valley is traveling to arch rival Virgin Valley. I don't think they play for the Hammer in Hoops, but still a good rivalry game.
Yeah, I got Virgin Valley to put the Hammer down on Moapa Valley.
I'm going to go Moapa Valley. Looks really even to me. I don't know why. I just have it in my head, I guess, from football that Moapa Valley is the better athletic school.
I think our boy Bowler's on the Hoop team, and I'll take the best player on the court.
I do like D. Bowler. Yeah, he's a special athlete.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
All right, well, that does it for this week of Prep Sports Now. Make sure you come back with us next week. Thanks for listening.